everybody. Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. And today's episode, I'm so geeked out to talk about what I'm going to talk about. Yeah, we're going to get all into it. So first things first, this episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. If you are looking to grow your online brand, share your wisdom, or write smutty romance novels like I do, please do check out my course, Make Money with eBooks. There's three different tiers: self-study, group study, or VIP. Choose the option and tier that is right for you and your business. This is a course for both nonfiction and fiction writers. Have any questions, make sure to email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. You can go to the show notes for today's episode at michelleismoneyhungry.com. Money on the mountain. All right, so we're going to get into it. Today, we're going to talk about the Money on the Mountain retreat. It is a financial retreat for women who are currently financially single. The idea behind this retreat, we're going to get into that, the ins and outs, the logistics, all the things. So what is it exactly? It is basically, as I said before, a financial retreat for 100 women who are financially single at this moment in time. The idea is currently you're financially single. You do not have other people's income to help you with whatever it is you're doing. There is no other person who has input or say into what you do with your money. If you are looking to stay single for the future, I have a lot of European friends who it's very common to date and you're single. Like you are with someone, but your money and all that kind of stuff never commingles and they prefer it that way. Or if you're looking to get married and you're like, you know, I'm trying to figure out how that will look. That is something that is on my mind. How on earth am I supposed to commingle my money? What's that like? I've never done that before. Or maybe you were married and now you're divorced and you're financially single again, and you're just trying to navigate around the choices that you have to make as a single woman who doesn't have an additional income. I was asked before, would this retreat be appropriate for a person who is married and manages the money like kind of separately? Maybe you and your spouse have completely separate accounts. And I'm going to say, unfortunately, I think it's not a good fit. And the reason why is there's still two streams of income coming into your home, or you have input from an additional human being. Maybe you're the breadwinner, but you still have someone else who has to, or you have someone else who has a say in what you do with your income. So this is for ladies who have no one else who can say anything about their money. However, you may have children, you may have relatives that depend on you. You may be the one who has to send money because you're the one who's made it, quote unquote. So just because you're financially single does not mean that you're existing in a vacuum. It just means that you are it currently in this moment now. The event will be held in Denver, Colorado, my hometown, in October. And it's a beautiful time of year. I know a lot of people are endlessly confused by what they think the weather in Colorado actually is. So what I will say is, typically nowadays, especially the beginning of October, is absolutely beautiful. It might be a little chilly in the mornings, maybe. It depends. It's been a lot warmer in the last five to 10 years. The leaves are at peak season, so we will spend some time in the mountains towards the end of the retreat, and so it'll be a great opportunity to see the aspen leaves. But really, it's a beautiful time of year. It could snow, but probably it won't, because it usually doesn't anymore. If it does snow, it melts pretty quickly. So if you're worried about the weather, unless you don't own a sweater, you should be fine. And you might find that you're too warm. At the time that I'm recording this episode, it is actually the first week of January 2019, and it was hot. It's going to be 60 degrees this week. That gives you some perspective. It's a really beautiful time of year. If you're from a really warm weather place, I wouldn't really worry too much about it. Just bring a sweater and a coat, and you'll be fine. Layer up. Again, it is for 100 ladies, so I do want to make it clear that this is not some huge retreat for a billion people. It's 100 people, and I'll kind of talk about why 100 people. I felt like 100 was a really good number because there were more than enough people that you could meet, but not so many that you're completely overwhelmed. But if there are some people that you're like, you know what, I'm not clicking with them, there's still enough people that you can connect with. To put in perspective, I'm in the FinCon community. The FinCon community is huge now, but at the time that I connected with it initially, it was at the second conference that they actually held in Denver. A lot of people don't remember. They held second FinCon in Denver, Colorado. And I randomly discovered it like 2 weeks before it happened. It was like, it was so glorious. And at the time, I think they had maybe 200 people. It was so cozy, so nice, so easy to meet people. I'm still friends with people that I met that at that time. And it was not overwhelming at all. It was a great experience. And so I felt for the vibe that I was seeking with this retreat, that 100 people was perfect. It might tick up to 110 because I am doing scholarships. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do this, but it will be no more than 110 people. So just heads up, if you're thinking about going, I don't have a lot of tickets. What is the purpose of the Money on the Mountain retreat? So the first thing was to create an opportunity for financially single women to talk, share, and own their financial stories 100% from a single woman's perspective. I love all of the events that I attend. Period, end of story. But I'm needing more time to talk about my reality currently. When I go to these money events, I just don't have coupled up money. I don't have other people as resource. And so it's sometimes it can be a little frustrating, and I just need more time. I just want more time to talk about my money from where I'm coming from at this moment in time. And I felt like a retreat like this was needed. I talked to people, I tested it out, and they were like, yeah, like I would love to just have this conversation from my perspective. So I was like, let's do it. I do want to also acknowledge though that the current financial state that you're in as a currently financially single woman, that doesn't mean that you're going to be in that state forever. And I want to acknowledge that these other things may affect your money. And these will be things that we talk about during the retreat. So it could be children, travel, family, business aspirations, retirement, the urge to purchase real estate, investing. There are things that will affect your money day in and day out. And part of talking about money currently is, to be honest, like right now, you know, I'm going to refer to this. I'm thinking about in the future, I would like to get married. But when I get married, I will have paid off a ton of debt. I will have hopefully a lot of revenue coming in from these businesses that I've painfully built up. And I have certain ideas about how I want my man to be financially. And kind of, I want to have a blueprint. I want to create a blueprint for myself so that it's clear to me what I want, the why behind why I want it to be this way. And I need community and support as well. And I figured if that was the case for me, probably other people needed that kind of input too for different decisions and clarity that they're trying to make with their money currently. You might be like, you know what? I do not like kids and I do not want to have them, but I have all this money that I'm accumulating. What do I do next? Or you might be like, I love kids and I'm single and I'm trying to figure out how to afford them as a single person, or I want to have kids and currently I'm single and I'm getting older. And what does that look like? And actually, I do think that I will have a fertility specialist, like someone from the finance side, come to the retreat as well to kind of talk about that. I've had friends who had kids on their own, and that costs a certain amount of money. I had kids who adopted. So I think that those are things that are important to talk about because it's part of your financial planning if that's something that you want to do. By the way, again, how am I defining financially single? You only have your income. You are responsible for all of your finances. if you are married or if you are with someone and someone else has input into your money, this would not be a good fit for you. Okay, so we're going to kind of walk through the schedule, just so you know, like what's going on and the ins and outs of what this retreat looks like. So the first thing is, there is an optional future authors workshop. This is a really good deal, actually, because this workshop is for a limited number of people, but it also, all of the attendees for the workshop will also receive a copy of Make Money with eBooks if you don't already have it. Once you arrive for the retreat, that week, the week following, you will actually get Make Money with eBooks. The idea with the Future Authors Workshop is to really help attendees leave with a framework for their future book, whether it is a fiction or a nonfiction work. Basically, if you've been sitting on a creative idea or a book endeavor that you're nervous to start, or you're just not sure how you would go about it, that's who the retreat is for. Maybe you've written the book, but you're not sure how to market it. So we're going to kind of there'll be different points throughout the day. So it'll include fleshing out your topic, feedback from all of us, so that's a little clearer. So you leave with like a really clear blueprint of the book that you will be writing, marketing ideas and suggestions. And so just really getting into what your book will look like so that you can end the year or begin 2020 with a piece of literature really that you've created that you can use either to make money passively or to grow your brand or both. So that is the optional Future Authors Workshop. And so I'll just kind of go through the itinerary now. So on October 3rd, for people who arrive early in the afternoon, we're going to kind of like hang out, walk around Denver. So be aware, we're going to probably walk a bit, but it's not crazy, but we will walk around and explore town. That evening will be the dinner for the Future Authors Workshop attendees, and that's Thursday. Then on Friday, October 4th, will be the Future Authors Writing Workshop. On Friday, all day Friday, October 4th, will be the Future Authors Writing Workshop. So we'll be working through all the workshop stuff that day. That evening will be a meet and greet with the rest of the full retreat attendees. So everyone else will have arrived and we will do a meet and greet dinner. So I'm very excited about that. Saturday, October 5th, will be the retreat all day long. Conversation, lots of connecting and community building. There will be speakers in the afternoon, but the vibe of this will not be sitting the whole time. So just heads up. Sunday, October 6th, from about 9 to 2, the retreat will continue. And then on Sunday, October 6th in the afternoon, we'll have an optional event as well. Monday, October 7th, there will be an optional day in the mountains. You're probably wondering, why is the day in the mountains on Monday? I'm going to be honest, altitude sickness. So I will never forget being at FinCon and seeing all the people who got sick. Now, before I say this, I don't think you will get sick when you come to Denver, as long as you know that there's altitude sickness and there are just some things that you just have to do. First thing is, you just have to be super hydrated before arrival and upon arrival. You should not be exercising like you normally do at home, especially the first few days. You have to ease in because Denver is a mile high. That's why it's the mile high city. The mountains are more than a mile high. They're 2 miles typically, about, you know, 12 to anywhere from 10 to 12,000 feet for some of the mountain towns. And so you can get really sick. I've had friends from Europe get really sick if they don't take that into consideration. So going into Denver, you should be fine. You should not have any issues as long as you follow my advice. And I will give a lot of information prior to arrival to just prep you to make sure that you're prepared so that you don't have any problems. Typically, if you're pretty fit, pretty healthy, you should be okay. However, I've met fit and healthy people who wake up the first day after they arrive and then they try to do like their regular run and they get sick. So literally, you come to Denver and you drink a lot of water for the first couple of days. You ease in. By the way, when you drink a beer or like a glass of wine, you're a cheap date because one goes, you'll feel it. So That's a plus if you're into that kind of thing. And there is a brewery actually in the hotel. So yeah, that is why I am having the day in the mountains on that Monday. I want to make sure that you guys are fully acclimated to the altitude before doubling the altitude that you're going to be at. So the vibe of the retreat, basically, I want to have a lot of laughter, solution focused, exchange of ideas, moving around, a lot of talking, focus on financial empowerment. I don't want to do a lot of there's really no room for woe is me. Like, it's all about solutions and positivity. And I'm just so excited about this. Also, you will leave with a blueprint, your own personal blueprint. So I actually am putting together not curriculum, but I wouldn't call it curriculum, but basically a workbook so that you can put in how you want to strategize your life at this moment now financially. So some information on the venue. The venue is currently the Source Hotel. It is a beautiful venue. It was just finished being built in May of 2018. So it's a brand new hotel. It is actually a hotel that is run by the same company, the same organization that runs St. Julian's Hotel in Boulder, Colorado. It's a 5-star hotel. So the quality of service is really high. It's just a really great venue. It is walking distance from the train to the plane. So basically Denver has a train that goes from the airport to downtown. So you can take the train from the airport, get off the train, and you're 2 blocks away from the hotel. And that was important to me when figuring out the venue. There are restaurants in the venue. There are restaurants in the venue, some shopping in the venue. There's a brewery. There's bars. So it's just a pretty cool place. Rooftop restaurant. There's a rooftop pool as well as hot tub. At the time of year that we'll be there, though, I think both will be hot tubs. So that'll be awesome. The Source Hotel is close to another food hall. So it's actually part of a food hall, but there's another high-end food hall as well. It's in the Rhino neighborhood of Denver, which is one of the top 10 neighborhoods to visit in the United States, according to Lonely Planet. Why was it important to me to create this event? So there are a couple of reasons why I felt really compelled to do this. The first thing is, I am very aware that representation matters. It's important for me to show other women of color that we can create solutions to problems while creating inclusive spaces and make money while doing it. Professionally, there were skills that I wanted to grow, and I just didn't feel like waiting for other people to give me the opportunity to grow them. I just was like, you know what? I'm going to just create an event and facilitate making these things happen, take the action. Yeah, basically I was tired of waiting. There were certain organizations or companies that I'm hoping to work with. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I create an opportunity to make that happen? I decided to create the opportunity because it's my hope to inspire other people to stop waiting for someone else to shine a light on you. Sometimes you have to do it yourself. By the way, in case you're wondering what skills and opportunities I was looking to grow for myself, professional event development, collaborate with sponsors, create a signature in-person event with a focus on marketing skills development, professional speaking. In case you're wondering, my actual professional background was in higher education. I was an administrator at a university here in Colorado. I worked with adult international students. I used to do immigration. Thank God I don't do it anymore. But part of what I did was I did immigration, I did events planning, I did admissions, I managed student assistance. The list is really long. The task that I missed the most is actually event planning. I loved creating events for the students and bringing people together. I loved it. I really miss it. I used to do about 85 a year easily because I would do actually way more than 85 because I would do about one or two events a week. Some were small, some were huge. These events ranged anywhere from taking students, and again, these were adult students between 17 to 65 years old, learning English as second language. We would do anything from going to sporting events, theater, camping. Once we went to the movies and everyone just like, I paid for everyone to watch whatever movie they wanted to. And all of the ladies, we all watched Magic Mike. It was the best event ever. We did a tomato fight like in Italy. I've taken students, 100 plus students skiing. Trust me, that's a lot of work. Paintball. There's nothing better than getting to legally shoot non-lethal weaponry at your students and being allowed to do it was the best thing ever when they drove me crazy. Anything you could think of, I've probably done with the students. So I just missed creating a welcoming space like that. And I thought, you know what? In my life now, that's missing and I need to do it. So why go to a money retreat? In case you're wondering, like, why should I do this? Like, what's the point? Well, the first thing is you connect with community. There is a reason why this retreat is specifically for women who are financially single. I wanted to surround other women with a community of people who are on a similar journey to them in this moment now. I wouldn't have personally cleaned up my finances to the point that they are now without having connected with other people, specifically in the FinCon community. I wouldn't have learned about entrepreneurship or debts, or I wouldn't learn anything without community. And it's my belief that you just can't do it on your own. It's not healthy. It's not sustainable. You need people. And I wanted to bring great people together so that you can meet other people who could support and encourage and inspire you. In fact, at the time that I'm recording this, in the following weekend, I'm hanging out with ladies that I met at the Sense Positive retreat. I'm going to talk about that one in the Lola retreat in a second. And so that's really important to me to make sure that we as a community, whether you're a woman, a man, whatever, whomever, we continue to create as many of these opportunities for people to connect, because I remember feeling so alone. Even thinking about it makes me feel a little sad, and you can hear it. I was so alone when I first started my journey, and I felt so frustrated and so tired, and I just thought, no one understands where I'm coming from. And then as I got involved in blogging about money and personal finance, I learned that that just wasn't the case. And so that's why these kinds of events are so important, to connect you with other people who are really successful. Maybe you're trying to save and you're like, you know what? I am having the hardest time saving. And you meet another lady at the retreat who's like, you know what? I'm a rock star at this. Let's chit chat about how I make this happen. Those are the kind of connections that I want to make happen so that we're connected and supporting one another. And I'm so excited. I just wouldn't have changed my life without other people. It just wouldn't have happened. It would have been much harder. All right, so what about the expense? How much does this cost? The actual event ticket are two tiers. So currently they are $275 for the retreat only. That includes several meals, snacks, swag, fun, and the optional mountain trip on Monday if you are in town. Or $375, that includes several meals, swag, fun, future authors workshop, meals and snacks, as well as the Make Money with eBooks course if you don't already own it, as well as the optional trip on Monday. The rooms are $219. Currently, there are two queen beds in the room, so you can split that cost. I kind of looked at like how much would this cost if I were an attendee. So I have a budget for events like this. Currently, I have several events that I'm attending in 2019. And I thought it would be helpful to share how I budget for events like this, especially because I'm kind of frugal. So I broke it down. My thought is you should not spend more than between $885 to $1,230. That's given the range between the $275 ticket or the $375 ticket. The idea is you're going to be paying for your event ticket, hotel, transportation, some food, not too much. Transportation, which I just said twice. You might need a little fun money. And tip your cleaner for in the hotel. Don't forget that. And literally, I think that's it. Yeah. So event ticket, hotel, transportation, maybe a couple extra meals and drinks, depending on, you know, what you want to do. souvenirs. So if the range is between $885 to $1,230, depending on how splashy you want to get, then I would recommend that you save $100 to $140 a month between January through October. There are some opportunities to fly here, like via Frontier. United is the hub for Denver International Airport. If there are those of you who travel hack the ticket. And there's a reason why I'm telling you guys about the event so early, so that you have time. If you're like, you know what, this is important to me to attend, you can side hustle, and the side hustle money goes towards that. Again, I've been there. I get it. I've done that. In March, at the end of March, there will be some scholarships offered. There are a few scholarships being offered, not a ton, but there will be some scholarships offered. And the reason why is I've received scholarships to things since I was a child, and it's really important to me to pay it forward. Those scholarships made a difference to me. And so I want to make sure that in this event, those are available. I'm thinking right now, 5, maybe 10, just depends on the money. What about the other retreats? Well, I support all the retreats, both as an attendee and just as a person who wants to see my friends win. So if you are looking at Lola Retreat or Sense Positive, they're amazing retreats. I've attended both. It is my view that in the United States, with 300 million people, maybe half of them are women, and then not including Canada, we've got more than enough people who can attend these events. So I believe in abundance. There's no competition. There's none of that. I actually may be attending the Lola in LA. That's the one I'm really looking at. Unfortunately, I cannot go to the Seattle one in the summer because I'm going to the podcast movement for podcasters. Sense Positive, if you are only focused on fire, that is a great event. I was blessed to attend the inaugural event this past November. It was fantastic. We don't have enough of these, is my point. You might be unable to attend one because of your schedule. So like I said, I was really looking to go to the Seattle Lola, but I can't because I'm going to another event. So my goal is to help others. I want to create an inclusive space. I want to grow my own professional skills. And I'm just really excited about it. And I want people to come and hang out with me in Denver because it's a lot of fun. Again, there are only 100 spots available. If you are curious about it, you want to check out more information, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat. It'll have all the information there. If you have any questions, you're very welcome to email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I am super, again, I just can't explain how excited I am about this event. I miss doing this. I really miss it. And I can't wait to welcome you guys to my town. Have a beautiful day. Share the show. If you have friends that you think this would be great for, please share it with them. And have a beautiful rest of your day.